Hello.
Hello, this is Alexis from XPO Tech Line, and I'm calling you back to let you know of that fridge. So I did speak with DOD Nick from the Best Buy store. He called in. He let me know that the fridge is on back order. It was scheduled to be delivered today, but they don't have it in stock. But you will be receiving that.
That is so frustrating.
Yes, sir.
It's not your fault. This has been a long, drawn out issue that could have been solved weeks ago anyway, it's not your fault. I'm so sorry to be directing that towards you. Okay. So that's the answer they gave you, that it was back ordered?
Yes, that's the order that he gave me. I said, because he said that he'd been told it was rescheduled, it was canceled, and I said
I emailed the appliance manager today, like right when they got here with the washer and dryer, and he said it's on a separate truck.
Only thing I see in here, like for today, that was on Tate Ramon order was for your washer and dryer and the washing machine. Now, I do see down on your order, I see they have something that is rescheduled. And let's see what it is. So they have it for rescheduled, but I still don't see the fridge on the order. But the Best Buy customer did say he's seen the fridge. He said it looks like they didn't have it. It was on back order. That's what he told me over the phone. And I did let Tech know as well. So that's what the store told me, and that's the only information that I have about the fridge.
Okay. All right. I will get in contact with Best Buy about that.
Okay. Also, about your shutoff valve, do you want to purchase that and your gas line?
Oh, I have to okay. They didn't tell me about that.
Yes, I mentioned that as well. I said that you did mention that you wasn't told that at the store. You wasn't told until the tech arrived at your house today.
So, I'm saying when I bought the appliances, they did not mention that I also had to purchase that.
Yes, that's what I mentioned to them over the phone. The Best Buy representative, I did say that you also... mentioned what the tech said that you would need added on to get that installed, and I said that he said that he wasn't told that at the store when he got ready to make that purchase.
And they still want me to buy it?
Well, like on our end, on our end, if you want the install to go, then the tech Ramon is requesting that you would have to have a shutoff valve and a gas line in order for him to install it.
Okay, do I make that payment to you, or?
Yes, sir. Let me find a price for you. Give me 1 second.
Oh, man. This is ridiculous. Sorry. It's just,
One moment. That's not what you need to pay for that. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second, sir.
Okay.
Okay, so they're telling me that the price is $94, so it's going to be $94 each. I seen it on the list. I just wanted to be sure because I was like, $94 each. So it's $94 each for your shut-off valve and that gas line.
$94 each? Like, yes. I only have one gas line.
So you need... That's the price of it. So once you pay the shut-off valve is $94. That's the price, and the gas line that you have to get is $94 as well.
Oh my gosh, this is so ridiculous. Just what's the total? Just tell me the total. I can't believe this.
Okay, give me one moment. Because they added it to your order, because I don't know why they didn't tell you in the store. They should have at least asked.
No, it's been an awful experience. I don't know who I need to tell that to. I know it's not you, but...
Yes, sir. So it would be $188 in all.
Okay. Tell me when you're ready for a credit card.
Okay, let me go in here and get this payment. Let me go to my system now. I don't know why they didn't mention it. I'm sorry about that. Give me 1 second, sir. They're trying to. I have my supervisor looking into that price for you, because
okay.
We do know that you don't. Because I just don't believe that you will have to pay $94 for all of that. Give me 1 second. I'm just checking to be sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Because I know you spent all this money on to spend extra. It's almost $200 extra. My supervisor looking. I'm going to give him your order number. He's going to look in it to you to make sure that we're giving you the right price so that you won't be overpaying for something. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
One moment. Because when he told me, when I asked him at first and he's asking me what type of gas, I told him that the tech didn't mention the gas. So we're going to try to see if that's actually the right price, because I just don't believe
okay.
that you have to. I had to question him. I just don't believe that you'll have to pay $94 each.
Yeah.
Because that is a lot of money.
Well, and also, I mean, the dryer is the only thing that is gas.
Yes, and that's what I told him. I told him the thing, the gas, the dryer is the only thing that is gas. Okay. My supervisor said according to your order, the only thing that you would need is a gas shutoff valve. He said the gas line should have came with the unit.
Okay.
So the only thing that you'll have to pay for would just be that gas shutoff valve, and it's $94.
Okay.
And I'm going to let Ted Ramon know that gas line is supposed to be came with the unit.
Okay.
I knew it wasn't working. I'm like, this gas, I'm pretty sure they would have.
All right. Do I give you the payment info or?
Yes, sir. You give it to me. Let me get your order number for you. I'm just trying to transfer. Okay. Oh, I got your order number. And I'm just going to transfer your first and last name off the order. One second.
Okay.
So you won't have to give me that information. I supposed to have went to lunch an hour ago.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's fine. I have to go pay my rent. So it won't be a lunch. I have to drive in traffic. Okay. Odessa, Florida. One moment. Okay, now I just need your card number.
All right, it's 4147-4002-8379-5928.
Okay, and your expiration date?
6/25.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I have that payment for you, and I'll get this added to your order.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir, no problem. And have a great day.